July 27th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "It is necessary that the hearts of leaders be convicted in the truth, in order for the conscience of the world to be converted to the truth." Leadership which does not embrace my commandments is errant leadership. Those in the role of leadership will be judged according to how many souls they led to salvation and how many they lost. I did not impart my commandments to the world just for some, but for all. Pray for all world leaders that they realize their grave responsibility before me. Woe to those leaders who use false religions to persecute, even kill, my followers. The heart of the world will not be changed so long as leaders transgress holy love. A note is given to read Wisdom, chapter 6, 1 through 11 and 24. Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God, he will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. For they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Therefore, set your desire on my words. Long for them, and you will be instructed. A multitude of wise men is the salvation of the world. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.